In this video, we'll walk through how to activate Azure Rights Management, or Azure RMS. You can activate Azure RMS in two places, the Office 365 Admin Center or the Azure Portal. If you already have an Office 365 subscription, you can use either option. But for this video, we'll activate Azure RMS from the Azure Portal. First, we need to log in to the Azure Management Portal using our Microsoft User Account Admin ID by navigating to manage.windowsazure.com. Once I'm there, I'll enter my Microsoft account and password, and then we'll go ahead and click on Sign In. Once we're signed in, we'll navigate on the left-hand side down to the bottom here to where it says Active Directory. We'll select that, and we see I have two different Active Directories. We're going to go ahead and select Contoso RMS, and then click on Rights Management. Once we select Rights Management, then we're going to select our Contoso RMS directory again, and now scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on Activate. And then we're going to go ahead and click on Yes. Make sure we're at there. And now we see that it has changed to active. Now that you activated Azure Rights Management, Azure RMS, your organization can start to protect important data by using applications and services that support this information protection solution. Administrators can also manage and monitor protected files and emails that your organization owns. Administrators also have the option to use onboarding controls for performing a phased deployment. You can find more information on onboarding controls at the following TechNet URL, which gives instructions about activating Azure RMS in Office 365 and how to use onboarding controls. There are also some extra steps to enable RMS integration with Exchange Online and SharePoint Online, and you can find more information at these URLs as well.